Next patient is Kenneth McConnell. 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 Kenneth, Kenneth. Date of birth is 4/18/44. Date of visit 2/17/23. Please make a copy for Brian Bogdanowski. B-O-G-D. A-N-O-W-I. I-C-Z. Brian Bogdanowicz. The Bogdanowicz. Brian. B-R-I-A-N-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Kenneth McConnell for evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 78-year-old male who has a history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a home CPAP setup at 15 centimeter water pressure for over 5 years. The patient had a polysomnographic study done in Knoxville, Tennessee, and was prescribed a CPAP setup with a full face mask. But more recently, his CPAP machine is malfunctioning, and he thus has not been able to use it since over 3 months. The patient denies daytime sleepiness, but has a history of snoring and apnea. He has also a history of atrial tachycardia, and previously had undergone atrial ablation, and there is a history of hypertension. The patient has not gained any significant weight over the past 1 year. Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history has included the history for dyslipidemia and history of atrial tachycardia and also history for hiatal hernia with Nissen fundoplication surgery and a history for quadriceps rupture with multiple knee surgical procedures. He had a cholecystectomy in the past and had diabetic colitis with resection of the colon. And I also had a biceps rupture and rotator cuff repairs. Next paragraph. Med list included finasteride, 5 milligrams daily, trazodone, 50 milligrams HS, flecainide, 50 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 25 milligrams a day, aldactone, 25 milligrams daily, prednisone, 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Was a college professor and is presently retired. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of a stroke, mother also had a history of strokes. Next paragraph. System review, the patient has shortness of breath, apneic episode, but denies wheezing or persistent cough. He has no abdominal pains but has some reflux, no black stools or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitation. He does have palpitations. And he has joint pains, muscle aches, no headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. Has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency of burning. He has hay fever. And denies any memory loss or blackout spells. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built. Elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140 by 70, pulse 68, as patients are 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 188, saturation 93. HENT anomalous people reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal kadiri matters, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and lung quills are clear. Heart yards is regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. No S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. There's scars of surgery over both knees. And there's no cap tenderness. Peripheral pulses are well felt. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, patient number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is number 3 is chronic dyspnea, and number 4 history of gasness, abdominal reflux, and hiatal hernia. Next paragraph. Plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. and a copy of his previous polysomnographic study will be requested, and the patient will be given a new CPAP setup at home at 15 centimeter H2O pressure with a full face mask. You will also be sent for a CT chest without contrast. And will be given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanovics, 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 MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza.